On to pleiotropy now. Pleiotropy does have a very close relationship with expressivity. You might think of pleiotropy as looking at the same issue from a different perspective. This is a concept that refers to the actions of the protein rather than the phenotypes of individuals with a condition. So we are considering the situation from the perspective of the protein and its functions rather than a group of people and their phenotypes. So consider a protein and think about its target. Does it have a single target or many targets? Do the actions of the proteins have a single effect, as you see with the DFNA1-associated sensory neural hearing loss, or do the actions have multiple effects, as we saw with neurofibromatosis? Those proteins with the multiple phenotypic effects exhibit pleiotropy. So proteins exhibit pleiotropic effects.